Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Paul Listening Behind the Curtain. It's my opportunity to step away from the more serious worlds of politics and law that you see me cover on television to the world of theater and arts, which is just so much more fun these days, and especially fun now, because if you have not yet seen Lin-Manuel Miranda's first show, In Heights, it's up at Marriott Lincolnshire. You need to see this. I know you saw Hamilton, but you really need to see In the Heights if you haven't. And we're going to talk all about the show. And joining me is half the cast of the show. Not really, but joining me are many members of the show. It's just fantastic. And Paola Hernandez, who plays Vanessa in the show. We'll find out a little bit about who your characters are in a moment. Chrissy Guerrero, you're with me, and when I tell people who you are, they're going to go, her? Yeah, that's her. We'll kind of explain that in a moment.
It's the magic and, theater.
Yeah. Don't you love the theater? And Yasar Mohammed, you play Benny. Oh, I didn't say your name. I don't think so. Chrissy, you play Abuela Claudia. Well, that's the giveaway, right? Claudia. And Yasir Mohammed, who plays Benny, will talk about your role. And hi, Jordan Arredondo, who plays Sonny. To me, Sonny's one of the fun, goofy characters. I mean that in a positive way, because I love the character, but just kind of, you know, the goofy kind of character who's always there, always at the star of the show, Usnave's side. I'll tell our viewers and our listeners that Joseph Morales, who plays Usnave, had a conflict, had to drop out at the last moment, but we will proceed in his honor. And so we've got to find out what the show is about. And Jordan, I'm going to come to you, since Sonny is kind of at the main character, Usnave's side. What is In the Heights all about?
In the Heights is a show that takes place in Washington Heights in New York over a 3-day period over the 4th of July holiday. And it's a story about a community that is slowly disintegrating, thank you to gentrification and the system being a part of that. But it's about the people and their stories from Latin America and It's a story about the people who immigrate here and make that trip here and want to start a new life here and are looking for the American dream and chasing that, a better life for their kids, a better life for themselves. And it's all about how that community is such a family on its own, whether or not you are blood related or not blood related. And you really see how that community becomes a foundation for everybody and how it keeps people afloat, even in like the hardest of times.
Yeah, well put. It's like you scripted that. that was just off the cuff. I know it. And Paola, let me come to you as Vanessa, also a member of this community. Let's talk about who Vanessa is. But I think given what Jordan just said, it's worth noting this is a show written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And I think in many ways, this is his background. I've interviewed him about this and other things. So there are characters here. This is not foreign to Lin-Manuel Miranda's upbringing and to people he knew in his community, certainly based on a lot of reality. But tell us who Vanessa is in this.
Well, Vanessa's sort of like the Usnavi's or the lead's love interest, but also she is a very strong and passionate woman. She is one of that. She exemplifies the what it is to be that struggling Latina in Washington Heights and being abandoned by her family. Like, she always struggles to be better. She wants to be better. And she surrounds herself with community. Like, when we talk about family, we not only talk about blood related family, but we talk about chosen family. And the community of Washington Heights becomes her chosen family. So she relies on Usnavi as her, like, I call her, like, I call the Usnavi character the grounding character for her, like the one that she feels safest with. But also her salon ladies, Daniela and Carla, are also her, it's like the mom figure and the sister figure that she wishes she has in her own personal life. And all of these people continue to root for this person, and she finds that love throughout the show and those discoveries throughout the show.
And I love your virtual background. It makes you look like you're in a car.
I am in a car, but I'm parked. I'm safely parked.
And Christy, I'm going to save you for last on this little introduction thing.
Right.
But yeah, Sierra, let me come to you because Benny has an interesting role in this show. We're hearing all about this particular culture, but Benny represents something a little different, I think, in this show.
Yeah. So playing Benny, there's a couple of other responsibilities that he has for the show. One, he serves as Nina's love interest. And so like there's like that's as I feel like In the Heights is more of Nina's story that we revolve around of. And of course, everyone else's arcs and relationships are also tied around that within the neighborhood. But also Benny acts as a man of action. In this story where everyone has dreams and focuses on like their American dream, Benny is this man that thinks future and is like, all right, we have this dream, like let's do it. Like he is every time Benny's present on stage, it's this forward movement of exuberance and energy. So like he gets things going, he gets like the plot moving, he gets our main character like thinking forward and like, do your dream, man, get your girl, man. That's where like he kind of sits, along with his struggles of, you know, finding his acceptance within this Latin community.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's such an important point because, you know, ordinarily there might be a show where we might be talking about the Latino community fighting for its rights and all of that. And here, like, that's the culture. That's what we're immersed in. And Benny is there. And let's face it, without giving, I never like to give things away, but in terms of your love interest in this show and her parents, you're fighting your own cultural interest. You're sort of, hey, I'm here too. I'm equal too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Christy, let's come to you. And I saved you for last because so I'd never met you before. And so you look very different from how you do as Abuela Claudia. Let me, and of course, people got to go see the show just to find out what I'm talking about. How long are you in the makeup chair?
Honestly, I'm not in the makeup chair that long.
that comment can go two ways on you.
I'm going the way it should go, which is that I actually go very natural. I enhance my age rather than try to hide my age, as we women tend to do. So I actually enhance what's there. Yeah, you know, I kind of go a little bit deeper, and then, you know.
And you're
There's
beautiful either way.
Thank you so works. Much.
Tell us who Abuela Claudia is. Are you really the abuela for all the characters?
Sort of. Yes. Abuela Claudia is the sort of the heartbeat of the neighborhood. She has sort of adopted all of these people in this neighborhood as her children or grandchildren. She is the person that everybody stops by and says hi to. She has taken Usnavi and Sunny and Nina, another character, under her wing as her grandchildren, and tries to help them through life with life lessons. So I think she's a lovely, lovely character. She has come to New York via Cuba. At a time she was brought over as a child, at a time when communism was taking hold and things were getting dangerous there. Her mother brings her to New York, and so you learn a little bit about Abuela Claudia's life in one song. You learn all about her, and she goes on quite a ride in this show. Some life-changing moments, we'll just say that.
And yeah, well, see, this is so tough. I always tell the story. I try not to give things away. And the story I always tell is when I interviewed the cast of Dear Evan Hansen, I said, is there anything we shouldn't say? And somebody said, don't say that Connor dies. Like he dies in the first 10 seconds of the show.
What? Right. Right.
What is the shock?
That's hard
here?
That's hard not to talk about.
So I'm going to ask, and I'll be back to you, Jordan, in a second, but I'll just stick with you, Chrissy, for this. So we've all been referencing Usnavi, played by Joseph Morales in the lead. I think it's a giveaway to say why his name is Usnavi. Is that I heard one, I was listening to a radio description,
yeah,
and somebody said where the name came from, and I don't want to do that.
No, don't do that. Because you know why? You'll take away our laugh when it comes.
Okay.
I'm protecting Joseph and myself.
Yeah, no, and I'm with you on that. And when I heard this particular radio person do it, I said, no, don't.
Yeah,
do
why
that.
Would you do that?
Because that's you want to have that moment in the show. And by the way,
yes.
Part of the show is you learning Spanish in the show. I was curious, and when I watched, do you speak Spanish or are you learning it in there?
So I've actually, back when I was like in high school, middle school, I always took Spanish as an elective. And as I've like gone to like tour and like do cruise ships and stuff, I've always like worked with Latinos. So like I actually speak quite a bit of Spanish. Obviously not as fluent, but I'm able to understand everything that's being said. So yeah.
Okay.
Familiar.
Just curious, because you know you have some lessons in the show. We'll leave it at that.
Right. And Jordan,
yeah. And Jordan, let me come back to you, because as much as I describe Sonny as this sort of fun, whatever, and the truth is, Sonny plays various functions in this role. And one we're not going to talk about is he's absolutely critical to the ending of the show. I'll just say that. Sonny really has a sense of this community. And even though you, Sonny, are young and all of that, Sonny's far older than his age would show.
Yeah. The show itself doesn't give too much background on Sonny's upbringing or his parents, or in that this family like situation, but
so have you decided what that upbringing is? Have you thought about that? Can you share it?
Absolutely, yeah. In my talks with James, we came to the same conclusion that Sonny, his parents aren't really around, or they're just not giving him the attention that he's needed. So he's had to grow up on his own. He's had Usnavi, he's had Abuela, he's had Vanessa and the other salon ladies and Benny to become different mentors, different types of role models, whether that's like parental or like a cousin or brother or sister. And he's just had to see the world for what it is. And like, he understands the struggles in which the people in his neighborhood have to go through. And even people like his age, and just like the roadblocks that are set up against him to have to succeed. And while he is like the very happy-go-lucky, spunky little kid, like, he carries so much care and emotion for the neighborhood, for the people, for keeping something alive and afloat, so that it doesn't go away. Because at the end of a big theme of the show, I think we all see is legacy and remembrance, and how you keep that alive, whether it's a person or an emotion or a feeling. And you know, Sonny, there are points, if you come see the show, where Sonny gets to dip into the more real emotional side of like what it is to be a person. Because as fun as it is to be so spunky, you got to show the other colors too, because everybody's going through something, and he just gets a little brave enough to talk about it.
Yeah. By the way, you mentioned James. That's James Vasquez, the director, of course, you're talking about. Yes. And I want to talk about the direction as it comes into playing in the round. But first, let's just talk about Lin-Manuel Miranda, if we can, and this music. I will tell you, the first time I saw In the Heights, it had not yet opened on Broadway. And so after the show, Lin was out in the audience, not to meet with the audience, but to work on the show with his yellow pads and, you know, sort of going through it. So I became a little fly on the wall and, interrupted everything because I wanted to be part of it. But also have had the chance to interview him a few times tied to Hamilton, and impressed him when I showed him that I actually own his first pair of boots as Hamilton from the Public Theater when it opened. Wow. He looked at them and he goes, I remember those boots. And he goes, and we hated them because we learned after a while we needed to put a zipper in them. We couldn't get them on and off. So he autographed them for me, and you're all welcome to come and see them. But he's an incredibly nice guy. But have any of you met him out of curiosity?
I have not.
I have.
Tell us your story.
So I have a really good friend who is the director of Spanish Repertory Theater in New York. And he's like, what are you doing this day? And I'm like, well, you know, I have nothing. And he's like, okay, I need you to learn Breathe, and I need you to learn We Don't Talk About Bruno. And I'm like, okay, great. And he's like, we're going to do We Don't Talk About Bruno in Spanish, just so you know. Okay, great. Awesome. Day of the show, he's like, okay, the Miranda family is sitting right in front of you guys, and just letting you know, like, this is a gala for Lin-Manuel and his family. And I'm here like, you're making me learn Breathe, sing Breathe, and sing in front of the family. Like, how nerve-wracking is that? But it was so fun, because what I got from it was more of his reaction as an audience member, not as like, I wrote this song. It's like, it was he was the one initiating the clap. He was the one who was like standing up with his family. Like, he was more proud of like seeing, it was like five of us, five Latinos, just singing all of his stuff. And it's like, it's how it just, we talk about legacy. We talked about in Hamilton, we talk about it in the Heights. His legacy just continues to grow. And my interaction with him at the after the show, where everybody was congratulating him, I'm like, I don't even want to look at this human because he has, he's just surrounded by people. And I'm like with my little drink at the bar, and all I feel is a tap on the shoulder. And then he just goes, congratulations, my name is Lynn. And I'm like, oh, I know who you are. Shakes her hand. And then I was able to open up and say, hey, like, I am from Puerto Rico. I was born and raised there. My entire degree is in marketing. I did a conservatory program in New York, but the deciding factor was in the Heights. Seeing in the Heights in Puerto Rico and seeing myself on stage in a way that I could be represented, where there's no gun violence. There is no, you don't pinpoint or like center Latinos to be just the one thing. I was able to see it on stage, and my story is the Nina story. Like, I have a mother and a father that struggle for me to do everything that I'm doing right now. Like, I'm so grateful for that. And he was able to instill that in the show. So I was like, and my audition song was Everything I Know. And then I got my thing. And he was like, and that's how you get booked. You just sing Everything, not Breathe, Everything I Know. So
I love that.
It's nice to see him as a humble human. After all of his successes, like, he is still grounded into what his life is. Like, at the end of the day, he's so surrounded with his family, and he's so family oriented that even eventually you'll see him work with people that he worked originally in the Heights, and we'll bring him back for future projects because he cares for his community. And he wants to provide for his community.
Well, I think the one thing that always carries through in his shows is heart. There's always mm-hmm. heart, right? It's not mm-hmm. just telling some random story, or it's telling the story about mm-hmm. Hamilton, or, you know, there's it. It's always about like personal internal struggles of each person and how the love and family and community that they create.
And mm-hmm. I sort of wonder, by the way, this was a bucket list moment, but the producers invited me. I was at his final performance in Hamilton in New York, and they sat me with his parents. And then at an after party afterwards, you know, the ponytail, which, you know, he grew, right? It was gone. And I said, what happened? He goes, I walked off, I cut it right off. And then I saw him down the line a few months later, and I said, whatever happened to the ponytail? I gave it to my father. He probably sold it.
I believe it.
But humble is exactly the right word. And mm-hmm. and Christy, let me come to you. In doing his music, you know, you do, when you listen in the Heights, which came before Hamilton, there are moments where you go, you hear little Hamilton moments in there, or maybe mm-hmm. in Hamilton you hear In the Heights moments.
Sure.
But when I talk to people who do Sondheim music, they talk about how difficult it is, much less performing in front of Sondheim, but yeah. As was so mm-hmm. difficult. But doing his music, how tough is it to sing Lin-Manuel Miranda's music, Chrissy? And maybe it's a little easier in The Heights than it is in Hamilton.
I don't know that I would say that. I don't know if it'd be easier. I think I really enjoy much like Sondheim, his use of words and poetry is very prevalent through all
that's
of
why I thought of Sondheim. Yeah,
his music, yeah, I think it's a great correlation. In The Heights is unique in that there are so many different styles of music in the show. It's not just one type, one style with maybe one or two ballads or something like that. It really, we cover a lot of genres. I would say he tends to write some songs for women right in the break for
yeah,
it's not super fun, but also Paciencia y Fe, which is the song that Abuela Claudia sings, is it's kind of a marathon. Like, she doesn't stop singing for 5 minutes, you know. It's mm-hmm. and so that it learning to build up your stamina for something like that is a big challenge for me.
Yeah.
And it's day by day.
Well, yeah. It's and by the way, if you ever have that situation where you need somebody to sing Breathe Again, yeah, Sierra speaks Spanish, so just have him cover that for you.
Hey, there you go.
Great.
Just trying to get you another gig.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good. And Jordan, I have to tell you, I don't know why I kind of focused on you during the number Alabanza.
That oh number my brings- God. Me too. Me too.
The number brings me to tears. And I don't know how many times I've seen this show. It's like Quiet Uptown in Hamilton. I just can't watch it, hear it, and not cry. And I'm like, get over this. Stop this. But Jordan, what is it about that number? Why are people's eyes coming to you during that number? Is it youth? What is it?
Maybe it's the tears and the snot that are just pouring from my face.
He's giving a Viola Davis moment, real life.
I would say it is the youth. I'm positioned on the stage in such a way where Joseph as Usnavi is giving a lot of love in my direction for a couple of seconds. And we have like a connection moment where we talk about, where he references her towards me and, you know, it breaks me. But it's such a moment. He's the youngest character in the show. And, you know, and when I was a teen, like I lost people and those hits were hard. And you're just so young. You don't really know how to handle all of those emotions. And sometimes you shut down or sometimes it all comes out in one thing or it ebbs and flows. But, you see Sonny be so bright for so much of the show that in this moment, where the air is sucked out of him. It's sucked out of everybody, but for this, he's losing so many things already, and to lose what is basically his mother figure really, really hits. And you watch this boy really come undone in that moment. So it's something that you clock amongst everybody else who is having all of their personal moments with, yeah.
Do you get the sense, by the way, here you have Paola saying she's looking at you. I said, I did. I think the audience, do you know that? I mean, are you aware of that? Or you're like, no, I'm just doing my thing.
There are some actors who don't like to look at the audience. I'm one of those who does like to clock people just because I'm like, oh, you're all here. Like, this is the weirdest thing in the world to have like hundreds of people just like locked in on you. But also in my talks with James, our director, he was like, in this moment, Sonny can't connect with anybody. He has to like be in on himself. So there are moments where I do clock everybody else on stage and I'll look at Paola or I'll look at Cruz, who plays Camila, Nina's mom. And I just, and I'm done for the rest of the song. I'm like, cool, I'm going to just cry. but it is also beautiful to see people in the audience having a visceral and emotional connection and reaction to that moment, because we're coming off of the heels of Carnival, which is this giant celebration of community and culture and who you are at your core, just to like kind of gut punch you. Good job, Lynn.
He knows how to make that. He knows
well
how to
crafted.
Make that work.
Mm-hmm. Very
and, Yasir, I mean, you can speak for everybody here. They can chime in, but I do want to talk about, you know, when you go to Marriott, it means you're watching it in the round. I've never seen In the Heights presented in the round before. It's always been presented in the stage, and it's always, I imagine, a challenge for any director to do that. But how aware are you now? Here, James has done a good job, I'm assuming, along with the set people and stuff, to, you know, the car rental place or sorry the taxi place. We know where these things are. They have them centered. There's actually signs there, so it keeps us focused and keeps us knowing where things are. But how aware are you, Yasir, to playing in the round and that you have people all, so you're looking at me, but there's people behind you.
How is it, you ask?
Yeah, is it challenging as an actor to be in the round? Are you aware of, I better spin around now?
Yeah, I actually had the opportunity to work the show prior to this. And that show was a lot more, or at least in my role, that was a lot, it was geared towards playing towards everyone in the audience.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was beautiful, and it was beautiful.
Oh, the puns don't cease to exist. In this show, it's a lot more focused with everyone else that we play within our neighborhood. But there are moments in the show where, like in Carnival, where we get to expand outside of our neighborhood and share that neighborhood with everyone else. So it does become, it's like a switch, I feel, to where like we are naturally like, directed in terms of, how much love that we do get to share with the audience. But then we definitely embrace those moments where we get to share everyone else, like, oh, like this is also a story not only for us but for y'all too. So it's good. Nice. Yeah.
And Paola, talk a little bit about, I wanted to put you in the beauty shop sort of scene, and playing what characters are there? They're just such great characters playing those numbers.
I mean, you mean in the beauty salon?
Yeah, well, yes, but all the scenes within that area, within that spot on the stage, the beauty shop.
So for us, I mean, we have Lillian Castillo Strong, which is her comedic timing as Daniela is just impeccable,
fantastic,
and Michelle Lauto playing Carla. Their chemistry is not only on stage but they're also off stage. Like that is exactly what you see off stage, because they are friends before they got cast in the show. So that also helps with the chemistry in the scene. But they've done the show multiple times. My first experience in Heights, I was playing Lillian's Carla, so this is my first time playing Vanessa, and I want to bring it back to the that in the round. It is so intimate. It is you can feel people breathing in front of you, and it's
yeah. There's only like what is it? It's like eight rows. I mean, that's really all there are. There's just a lot of people per row.
Yeah, but even the first row being so close to the stage, and I'm sitting on a bench about to start screaming at them because I'm literally like about to belt my face off, and it's the most intimidating thing that I've ever experienced doing the show, because I want them to get the story. I'm rooting for them to be with us, and within like that little corner that we have as the salon, we were able to play with whatever was given with us, and then all of a sudden being stripped down as it is, we still find those moments where we can play around. And I think that is honestly Lillian just walks in and commands attention. It's literally that woman balancing our salon scene, balancing our carnaval. I think one of the beautiful things that she's done is the Carnaval de Barrio, and expanding it to the knowledge of our culture as Puerto Ricans. And, you know, she does some things that are not written in the music, but are references to Puerto Rico, and whoever's Puerto Rican will get it. Like, it will get that sense of belonging. But it's that bringing of community again from every single angle that we can find. And I think we have a really good cast that allows for everybody to be accepted, which is very hard coming from a community that is not accepted as often. So we try to balance it out. Sorry, the answer went went in the round.
I was going to say, just to kind of piggyback on that, that one of the things I think the round, being in the round does, and I love working in the round. I think it's so much fun. And I mean, it presents its challenges, but it also opens up so many more opportunities. And I think one of the things that it does in this particular show is it makes the audience part of your community. So it's mm-hmm. not just us, the community on stage. Now you're part of it because you can't escape it.
And you'll find, and it has happened in the most recent shows, you find the people that are fans of the show sitting in the front row, mouthing the words that you are singing. And that is, I think, the one moment that I keep talking about. This moment is this 10-year-old girl. She was sitting in one of the front rows with her mom. She waved that little Mexican flag, and she was mouthing every single word of the show. And it was the first time that we finished Carnaval, we finished Alabanza, and we all circled back in the stage manager booth, and we're just crying our eyes out because we're coming from a stressful week. We're coming from so many things that has happened to everybody in their individual lives. And that one little moment centers us back to understanding that this is bigger than us, and this story is worth telling and worth repeating every single night.
So when I did that and sang in the front row, did you all walk back and say, why is the guy from Skokie singing along with us?
No, I love that even more. Even more. And we should mention that the show we do that, you know, we've heard comments that it's from some audience members that it's hard to understand the show. But I want to make sure everybody knows the show is in English.
Oh, yeah.
The yes. show is in English. There are some Spanish words bandied around, but it is definitely in English. You will understand everything that's happening, I promise you. If you come.
You'll understand there than you will more when Thomas Jefferson talks in Hamilton. You'll follow
exactly.
it along. I mean,
exactly.
That's correct. Correct.
Exactly.
He's got to say 1,000 words in 3 seconds. So, you know, this one's easy. And Chrissy, I wanted to talk a little bit just with you about Abuela Claudia, because I think, you can think I'm crazy. I feel like a lot of these characters, I watch you. I can kick out of you, enjoy you. But I feel like the audience has to connect with Abuela Claudia. We yes. have to connect with you. I did.
Thank you.
And you make that happen. I don't know. It's the age. It's the, you know, whatever factors it is. Maybe it's because you just, in the show, you represent the abuela we all probably had or grew up with. But you must be aware of that responsibility that we have to
absolutely.
Connect with you.
I feel like that took me a while to find. It actually took me a while to find because, I mean, as you've acknowledged, it's not really me who I am. If you were just to know me in life, I'm not Abuela Claudia. So it took me a while to find, but I agree. I think that if that connection is not made with the audience, then, you know, we're kind of on a rocky path of wrapping up the show, you know, with people still being invested. So yes, it took me a bit to find that. And I have to say, a couple of weeks ago, I really still felt like I wasn't finding it. And I had a beautiful experience where somebody reached out to me on Instagram, a stranger, and told me how much the Abuela Claudia and my performance had touched him because it reminded him of his mother, who went through the same journey. He even sent pictures of her, and she looked so much like Abuela Claudia. So it was kind of a big turning point for me personally as an actor to remember that, like, that how I am connecting with an audience, even when I may not feel like I am. If I keep striving for that it's going to happen, you know.
That is such an important story and such a great story, because that's how you know you're connecting. In my world, if somebody did that, they're stalkerish.
Yeah, but no, it was really beautiful. He sent a long, long message.
It sounds fabulous. And Jordan, I'm curious, when you, like, you know, afterwards, I'm sure some people are kind of waiting by the, not exactly a stage door over there, but where you come out and you're very recognizable, I think. What kind of interactions do you have with audience members when you come out?
A couple people, you know, Sunny's costumes are very big. They're very large, you know, big cargo pants, big shirts. So when they do see me, like, afterwards, like, I'm wearing, like, normal people clothes of the time. And they're like, whoa, you're not a boy at all. Besides those silly interactions, just a lot of good things. A lot of people talking about, like Chrissy said, like, a lot of people. I talked to a man who lost his mom a year ago, and this show really touched him. And in some way for him, it was healing to see this community come together and to see people bond together over that and through that adversity. And I've also talked to people that are just like, you know, some people flew from New Jersey to come see the show because they heard about it, or people had seen the tour and then want to come see it again. And they're just so invested and love this piece and love the story and what it has to say. And it's all just a lot of wonderful things. And, you know, just also younger actors. We've had talkbacks and stuff too, where they're like,
good.
So, invested and want to know just like the inner workings of like this business and how it works. And so it's just been like a whole melting pot of different reactions, but all very good, all very loving, and all. And they're all just so curious as to how, like, we do this every day and, like, how it all works. Which is,
8 shows,
like,
a week.
I don't know.
And yes, they're saying the same kind of thing. You must have people who look up to you, who want to be you in the performing arts.
Yeah. That's actually, like, my favorite thing, especially when performing for BIPOC kids. Anytime I see those people in the audience, like those young ones, like, that always, like, gets me going, because I had wished I started doing theater when I was 17, and I had wished that I saw someone like me on stage when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because then, like, again, like, especially getting to, like, see those kids, like, after the shows and, like, and having them, like, run up to me and be like, you, like, you know, can you sign my playbill? And hearing those words, like, you know, I want to be like you when I grow up. Like, oh, that, like, that kills
that
me.
That makes it all worth it. Yes. I want to thank all of you. In the Heights is playing at Marriott Lincolnshire till March 17th, through March 17th. Tickets at tickets.marriotttheater.com. Theater spelled the proper way, T-R-E. Love that. And break legs, everybody. I wish I could talk to you for another hour, but so nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having us.
Paola, thank you for the car, a virtual background. And it's been fun, everybody. Alabanza. Take care. See you soon.
Bye.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.